Glad you could be with us. What happens when your friendship changes and what once came so easy shifts into things like unanswered texts, missed phone calls, and not even a simple like on social media? Here's this weekend's Nicole Murray.
When you stop running from it and you know you've outgrown your friend group. Here to discuss, USA Today wellness reporter David Oliver. Tell me, what is the stop running from it social media trend that everyone's talking about?
Basically, it's this trend of, you know, people, I guess, coming home after hanging out with their friends and realizing that, you know, maybe that interaction wasn't as great as it's been in the past. So it's people sort of like realizing that their friends maybe are not really as close as they once were to them.
Okay, so the idea of outgrowing a friendship, what are some warning signs that maybe it's time to move on from a friendship?
Sometimes it's really simple. Like, you maybe just, you know, are not looking forward to hanging out with somebody after you previously had been. Maybe you're getting into some arguments with people more often. Maybe you just aren't interested in the same things. This happens a lot when people, as people age and their stages in life change. Like, maybe your college friends were all really excited about going out and drinking together. And then, you know, some of you shift to really focusing on your career. Some people, you know, I guess get married, start families and have careers. And just, you know, there's a lot of different intersections there that kind of, I guess, put people apart, you could say.
Is this trend or the idea of outgrowing a friend, is it normal?
Totally normal. In fact, this happens to, really most people. And I believe there's a study that said that people, you know, they can shift their friends every 7 years or so. So it's something that people should really not worry about too much. It's certainly frustrating, but it's not something that's out of the norm or abnormal.
What about on the other end of the spectrum? Are there any signs that maybe a friendship is still worth working on and it's just going through a rough patch?
Sure. I mean, if you kind of express to someone that there's a lot of love there and you still feel really strongly for a person, even though you don't necessarily want to or are available to spend a lot of time with them, there's a way to sort of reset expectations. So maybe this is someone that you talk to, you know, every day for a really long time, and now you're finding yourself talking once a week and you're feeling upset about that. Maybe there's a way to either address that with them, you know, from the get-go, or just accept the fact that, hey, you know what, this is a once-a-week friendship now, and just think of it that way as opposed to setting yourself up for disappointment. So it's sort of kind of, I would say from how I understand it, it's that it's reframing your experiences. That's what, you know, that's what matters.
So when you do actually decide, okay, this friendship is not for me anymore, do you just kind of let it go? Do experts suggest you go through like a quote unquote breakup with this person so everyone's on the same page? Anything there?
It kind of varies. I think you have to judge it by each friendship. I think there isn't always a need to. I think that it's easy for people, I think today, like, to always think in terms of therapy speak and setting boundaries and things like that. But the reality is you can sort of let a friendship fade. I think if you can and are comfortable being honest about something, you can. But it's also okay to just sort of reach out periodically, or if you're both not reaching out, kind of let that, you know, go away, from what I understand from experts. And you also, it's not a bad idea to leave the door open either. So, you know, you could just, you know, kind of stop talking to this person for a bit, or you could be honest and say, hey, look, I'm really busy right now, or things aren't really working. This friendship is, you know, I'm finding it difficult to maintain, but I still want to keep a friendship with you. It just might be more from a distance or something. But in reality, it could just fade away in time. And then maybe in a few months or years, you know, from a certain time, you could reach back out and say, like, hey, I've been thinking about you. This wasn't quite working for me then, but I'd love to hear how you're doing now. So there's like ways around this. It's not great, an expert that I've talked to, for you to sort of, you know, close the door on a friendship, you know, completely. People change over time. You know, life is hopefully long for people. There are ways you can certainly, I guess, revisit friendships from your past. That said, if somebody's, you know, abusing you in some way, either it be physically or emotionally in some way, that's something different. And that is a way that you can sort of, you know, set a real boundary and make sure that this person is not involved in your life. But that would be, you know, a case-by-case basis, and someone would have to talk to a professional to, you know, help with that situation.
That's this weekend's Nicole Murray with reporter David Oliver at USA Today. Coming up next, teenagers pivot from drinking.